huge reaction to lots of different things on the Nolan television show last night. If you missed it, it's on the BBC iPlayer right now. Just tap an iPlayer into Google, put in Nolan Live, and you'll find the show if you want to watch it. It all kicked off when the commentator David Vance made comments on mental health issues last night. And quite a few of you want to react to this. The commentator Ian Parsley was in the audience last night. And Ian, you've been tweeting about this.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, Stephen, your show this morning has talked about issues of obesity, weight, and it's talked about bullying. These are things which lead very often to mental health problems. These are very severe. They're a very particular issue in Northern Ireland, and they're directly relevant to welfare reform. And I have to say, my concern last night was that this wasn't informed opinion that we were getting. This was just insulting. And I think as a public service broadcaster, you need to be sure that that type of thing isn't going to happen again. We need to be absolutely certain that the stigma of mental health will be removed and that mental well-being will be one of our top priorities in the coming years.
Yeah, it's slightly more complex than that, Ian, I would argue. And let's not get into a discussion. Of course, you're entitled to it, no problem. But I guess the comments that and the views that David Vance had towards people with mental health issues, okay, is representative of at least some people in Northern Ireland. In other words, there is more to learn about mental health. There is, and we hear this all the time with people with mental health issues, that they feel stigmatised, that they feel that their disability is not understood. And
I hear that, but I think there is a responsibility too to ensure that commentators are giving informed opinions rather than just coming off with abuse like we saw last night.
And he was challenged. Colin Loughran, let me bring in Colin Loughran. I'm only stopping you in because we've 2 minutes before the news from
no
Action
problem.
Mental Health. Morning to you, Colin.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning to you. And David was last night. He was saying that some people with a mental health disability. He actually kept saying people with mental health abilities. Could go out and work and don't. What's your reaction to that, Colin?
Sorry, Stephen, I lost the
So David Vance was essentially saying, look, some people with mental health disabilities, they can go out to work and they don't.
Okay.
With the inference that, you know, because you've got a mental health disability, it doesn't mean you can't go out and work.
Which is absolute nonsense. I mean, your last speaker did infer. I have the disadvantage of not having heard what David said last night on your programme. But I can assure you, through organisations like ourselves, there are many people in the workplace today managing the challenge of mental health needs in the workplace. And we are supporting quite a number of people across Northern Ireland to stay in work and to get in work. So I would challenge that, certainly. I would ask for his qualification for saying it. And I would certainly be of the opinion that there are many people in work and there are a great many more that want to work.
The point of welfare reform is to make sure it pays more to work than not, he said. I don't care if you like it or not. There are people with mental health issues who do go out and work. If we actually introduced welfare reform and got the scroungers out there who can work into a job, there would be more money to give to people who truly are disabled. Quite a few people would agree with them, Colin.
Well, again, I think that is, you know, that is taking an easy shot at a group of people who are very marginalised and who have not benefited from what society can give us, from time began. People with mental health needs have lived on the margins, have not been enabled, and have in fact been quite neglected for some time in getting their needs supported to enable them to make a contribution either to the workplace or indeed to their local community.
Colin, I'm sorry that we've run out of time, but thank you so much. And Ian, thank you again.